Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we would like to recite for our esteemed listeners a very beautiful and noble hadith, which has been transmitted from our ninth Imam, Imam Al-Jawad alayhi salam. This beautiful hadith is about the performance of acts of common courtesy, right? Obviously, these are kind of vary from society to society. It's possible for some things to be considered acts of courtesy in one society, in one culture, but not to be the same in other cultures. Like, for example, in, you know, amongst certain cultures, it's very respected. It's considered an act of respect and courtesy. And when somebody walks into a room, you stand up out of respect for him, right? This is one thing. There are certain things that are considered courteous in all cultures. Like, for example, if somebody speaking, you don't start speaking before he's finished, right? Don't cut him off while he's speaking. So these are some things that, you know, Islam has affirmed. You know, it says, you know, these are good, and, it encourages its followers to respect these and observe these, as has been, reflected in this beautiful hadith we will recite for you today. Imam Jawad alayhi salam said, "People who perform acts of courtesy towards others benefit more from them than the receptors of their kindness." If you're courteous to a person, not only will that person benefit from the respect you've shown them, the courtesy you've shown them, but you will also have a reward for it. The Imam says, "For verily they have the reward for them, the rewarding feeling of pride for having helped someone as well as a mention." Meaning, when you're courteous to someone and respectful to them, you feel nice about it, you feel good about it. That's one. Secondly, right, you know, when you're courteous to people, people will like you, people will mention you with good regards, people will speak very highly of you. So however much a good a man may do for others, it ultimately always starts by benefiting himself. You know, the good that you do to others, you benefit from it yourself. And hence, he never seeks thanks for the benefit incurred by himself through helping others, right? A person who's nice to others and is courteous to them, he never seeks thanks for the benefit that he incurs by himself through helping others. Perhaps this is why Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "The first people to enter paradise will be those who performed acts of common courtesy to others." Right? Obviously, this is something that, you know, it requires a little bit of know-how, right? You have to be aware of, you know, the common acts of courtesy in the culture you are in. It becomes very difficult, especially when you move to a different place, you move to a different culture, place where you've never been, sometimes it becomes very difficult. Obviously, you know, before going there, you should also read up on, you know, the culture of that place, you know, the customs of that place, and observe them. Acts of courtesy are treasures for eternity. This is a saying of Imam Ali. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at performing and observing acts of common courtesy. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد